Lebanon is buying wheat through a World Bank loan. It's the only way to ensure the price of bread, a main staple, remains subsidized. The state is nearly bankrupt and struggling to pay importers in dollars.
If it was not for the World Bank loan, today we would have been looking at a price of bread that is over 120,000 Lebanese liras, which is almost twice the current price.
The wheat loan is one of many projects financed by the World Bank. Roughly 80,000 families are receiving cash assistance as part of a social safety net program it helped build. But it has set conditions on funding that's not for emergency use. For example, in order for the nearly collapsed energy industry to get funding, Lebanon has to audit the state electricity company responsible for much of the government's debt.
The international community says it won't bail out a political class accused of decades of corruption. It says the financial lifeline Lebanon needs will only come through an agreement with the International Monetary Fund.
And that requires economic and fiscal reforms and proper oversight over public finances. But decision makers backed by the business elite have not shown interest. So far, they've made the public pay for an estimated $70 billion in losses.
There's a clear path that has been taken that has seen most of the deposits in the banking sector liquidated or lirified, if one can say, at a very discounted rate. And we have seen that for, you know, $30-40 billion so far.
All the while, the economic situation is worsening with inflation in triple digits.
The government has been absent. It's done nothing. The economy is in ruins and unemployment is high.
Analysts say an IMF program would unlock billions of dollars in funding and also gives investors confidence the country is reforming. And many warn, without that, Lebanon could face a never-ending crisis that will have irreversible consequences, especially for the poor. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.